Hi, everybody, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Now, today we're on day two of our conversation.
I'm getting nervous already,
yeah,
Joe.
It's a nervous situation because we've got Leo and his parents, his mom, Mrs. Dubois, and we've got Leo's girlfriend, Paige. Mm-hmm. And they're all going to go out together and get to know each other. And, you know, I've been in these situations before, and they can be tense.
Uh-huh.
Because everybody's looking at each other and kind of...
But it's not just in Taiwan or
no,
in Asian countries.
No, this goes on everywhere,
Ooh,
all over
everywhere.
The world.
Okay, 原来婆媳之间都会有面临这样，就是两个女生都会可能爱同一个男生，那当然心情就会有点不同。The jealousy, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So let's find out how Leo is going to handle this. He's kind of got to tiptoe around. He's got to please Paige, keep her happy. He's also got to keep his parents happy. Seems impossible, but maybe he'll be able to pull it off. Let's go to our article and find out.
A son's a son till he finds a girlfriend.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Dubois. How are you?
Hi, Paige. It's nice to see you again.
Are you picky, Paige?
No, I'm not picky.
Okay, I'll order our favorite dishes.
Mrs. Dubois, I'm not sure if I've offended you in the past, but I'm sorry.
Well, I don't like the idea of you two going out so much.
We've already been through this. We spend a lot of time together because we're studying.
Leo's grades are fine. I don't know why you're so worked up about them dating.
Yeah, both Paige and I are at the top of the class.
I guess I'm in denial. I don't want to lose my baby.
Mom, I can assure you that you'll always have a special place in my heart.
Word power!
Order.Order. I think Paul ordered too much food for the four of us. I think Paul ordered too much food for the four of us. Past. Past. It's a thing of the past, so don't bring it up anymore. It's a thing of the past, so don't bring it up anymore.Grade. Grade. Although Michelle has a part-time job, she still gets good grades. Although Michelle has a part-time job, she still gets good grades. Lose. 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 Lost. Lost.The restaurant lost a lot of business after the new coffee shop opened. The restaurant lost a lot of business after the new coffee shop opened.
Okay, the article starts off today by saying Paige is the first to arrive at the restaurant. She's the first one to get there. Leo and his parents arrive, and Paige...stands up and greets them. So, good start for Paige.
I know.
She's being very
well
polite,
done.
Very formal. She rises up out of her chair to greet these people as they arrive.
Sounds so far so good. 所以、mm-hmm. 一开始我们看到 Paige 呢，她很重视这样子的一个见面，所以她是第一个抵达餐厅的。那 Leo 跟他的父母才这时候才抵达。那 Paige 这时候呢 ，very polite， 她站起来就欢迎他们哦。
Paige then says, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Dubois, how are you? Again, perfect.
Very polite.
Very polite, very formal. Exactly how you want to be when you're meeting your boyfriend or girlfriend's
well,
parents.
Yeah.
But Mrs. Dubois, she just kind of forces a smile and takes a look at the menu. She's
What?
Kind of like, ha, 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 ha. nice to see you.
Sandwich.
I think I'll have some soup and a sandwich or something. So
she can't even be bothered, like, looking back at her? Okay.
No.
所以 Paige 这时候当然就站起来说，哎 ，Hello， 伯父伯母，你们好吗？我这时候 Mrs. Dubois 倒是蛮奇怪的，她就勉强挤出一个笑容，然后呢，她竟然就马上看 menu 菜单了耶。
Mr. Dubois, he's a little bit better. He says, he actually says hello. He says, hi, Paige. It's nice to see you again. Okay, Mr. Dubois, not so tough as Mrs. Dubois.
这个爸爸哈 ，Leo 的爸爸好像就比较好咯。他说，哎 ，Paige， 很高兴再次见到你。那 Joey 这里我们有没有看到？他是用 It's nice to see you again. 因为很多人呢，常常会 they will make the mistake of saying nice to meet you. Okay, you can only use this for the first time. 第一次见到别人说很高兴认识你是可以的。可是像这里 Mr. Dubois 他已经看过 Paige, he's seen Paige before, 所以他说 It's nice to see you again, 表示呢哇很高兴再次见到你哦，要注意哦。
Mrs. Dubois, it seems like she just doesn't care, or she just doesn't want to be there. She says, are you picky, Paige? Are you picky? Are you fussy? Do you not like certain food?
Sounds very positive.
No, she's not being very positive, not being very warm or friendly.
Yeah, 她好像一直要挑剔这个 Paige 的毛病。她说，哎，这个 Paige 啊，话说，哎，你会不会非常的挑剔啊？ Okay, picky 这个字其实就是指挑剔啊。那常常我们在口也会用到刚刚就老师说的 fussy, F-U-S-S-Y, 有的那种很像很龟毛、吹毛求疵这样的人，或是 hard to please 指难搞的人。那一般呢，像 a picky eater 就是挑食的人 ，like I don't eat onions and green onions， 就是葱跟洋葱。So I think I'm sort of a picky eater.、Mm-hmm. What about you, Joe? Are you a picky eater?
No, not at all. Whatever somebody puts in front of me, I'm gonna eat it. So、
nice.
I am definitely not a picky eater.、Mm. So now Paige has been asked this question though: Are you picky? And she's kind of shocked by it. She says,
first question.
No, I'm not picky. So, you know, she doesn't be mean back to Mrs. Dubois. Can't do that. She just says, no, I'm not picky.
Okay. 虽然她当然这样有点直接突然问到，而且第一个问题好像听起来就不是非常的友善，但是呢，她是很礼貌的回答说，哦，没有没有，我并不挑剔哦。
Mrs. Dubois then says, okay, I'll order our favorite dishes, the things we really like. And then the waiter comes and takes their order. He asks what they want to eat.
这时候这个妈妈就说，好啦，那既然这样，我们就来点我们最喜欢的菜色哦。那 dishes 呢，虽然可以指碗盘的意思，像是 do the dishes, 但这里呢，只是用来表示餐点 food, the food that you're eating, 或者是菜的意思。For example, mashed potato is my favorite dish. 马铃薯你是我最喜欢吃的菜哟。那有时候如果你会煮饭的时候，你要说，哎，我的拿手菜是什么？我们就可以说 best dish 来表示哦。What's your favorite dish, Joe?
Well, if I go to a restaurant and they have steak, that's what I always order. Order is spelled O-R-D-E-R, and it means to request or to ask for food or drinks from a restaurant. So you go there and you order food.
没错，我们去餐厅当然一定要点餐啦，英文就是 order， 它是一个动词哦，在本科当中的用法哦。For example, I'd like to order a large cheese pizza.
Me too.
我想要点一个很大的起司披萨。You can also order drinks. 你也可以点饮料来喝啦。
We could also say, I think Paul ordered too much food for the four of us. I think Paul ordered too much food for the four of us.
真的，我觉得 Paul 好像点太多菜给我们四个人。
Now, as they are waiting for their meal, they engage in small talk. Small talk just means, oh, how's the weather? How's school going? A basic conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Paige feels that Mrs. Dubois is avoiding her, so like not talking to her, just ignoring her, in other words. So she plucks up the courage to apologize.
To say
she's sorry, in other words.
Something, right. Okay, so 当他们点餐的时候，当然他们有一些小聊一下呢。不过呢，他可以感觉这个妈妈好像在回避他，不想理他哦。他就鼓起勇气道了歉。And what does she say?
She says, Mrs. Dubois, I'm not sure if I've offended you in the past, but I'm sorry. So she's kind of saying, I'm not sorry, I'm not sure if I've done something wrong to you in the past, but if I did, I'm sorry for that. So she's really being like the more mature person.
I think so, 对呀、啊。这时候 Paige 很大方说，哎，其实这个 赌博太太，我不确定我是否曾经冒犯了你哦。Offend 就是得罪的意思，但是我非常的抱歉。And here we see the word past. What does it mean?
Past is spelled P-A-S-T, and that means an earlier time or the time before the present, the time before right now.
OK, past 呢就是过去的意思，像是我们常提到的过去式就是 past tense, 那现在当然就是 present, 未来就是 future, and how do we use this word?
We could say it's a thing of the past, so don't bring it up anymore. It's a thing of the past, so don't bring it up anymore.
像是过去的事情不要再次提起这件事情了。
Now we get to the real reason why Mrs. Dubois is being kind of mean. She
says,
well, I don't like the idea of you two going out so much. Basically saying, I don't like you.
Well, she's pretty honest. Yeah. 我不喜欢你们两个这么常出去耶。
Leo, he has to step in here. Leo's in a very, very impossible situation. He says, we've already been through this.
他说，oh, ma, 我们不是说过了吗？
And then he says, the reason why they're together,、mm-hmm. we spend a lot of time together because we're studying.
对呀、啊、他说我跟佩常聚在一起是因为我们在读书哦。And Mr. Dubois, is he going to say something now?
Now he's got to step in too. He's also in a tough situation.
Yeah,
he kind of thinks his wife is being ridiculous, and he's annoyed, and he says, Leo's grades are fine, you know, he's doing good in school, he's doing well.
这时候爸爸也开始来帮他们，他说 Leo 的成绩很好啊 and grade, what does this word mean?
Grade is spelled G-R-A-D-E, and a grade is like the mark given in an exam for a piece of schoolwork, so maybe you'll get a grade of A or B、mm-hmm. orHopefully not like C, D, or F,、but hopefully more A's or B's.
对啊 grade 一般可以当作几年级的意思，像是 grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, 或是我们可以用序数 first grade or eighth grade. 但是它可以用来表示成绩，像是刚刚就说 A, B, C, D, 就像我们甲乙丙丁哦，像是、to get a good grade or a poor grade, or you can get failing grades, 就是考试当掉的意思咯。
For example, we could say, although Michelle has a part-time job, she still gets good grades. Although Michelle has a part-time job, she still gets good grades.
虽然 Michelle 有一个兼职的工作，但是她还是成绩非常好哦。
Mr. Dubois then says, I don't know why you're so worked up about them dating.
对啊，他说，哎，我不懂你为什么对他们约会的事情这么的感到很激动啊，或是不高兴。Worked up 就是很激动的意思。
Mrs. Dubois, she's outnumbered now. Leo gets in on it. She says, yeah, both Paige and I are at the top of the class.
OK, 这时候 Leo 又说对啊没错 Paige 跟我都是班上的前几名哦。Oh my god, is Mrs. Dubois going to get really angry?
I don't know, maybe she's about to flip the table or throw her food in, or drink in people's faces. What does she say? She says...I guess I'm in denial.
Oh, nice. Okay, so 这时候妈妈终于有感受到自己好像有点不太礼貌，而且可能感觉很尴尬。说，好啦，我想我只是因为反对而反对。In denial 就是不愿意接受事实。
Then she says, I don't want to lose my baby. Being very dramatic, too.
Okay, 她说我不想失去我的宝贝。And what does lose mean?
Lose means to have something taken away by somebody or something. So she's saying, I don't want to lose my baby to Paige or to, because we had a fight.
Okay, lose 当然就是失去这样的意思哦。它的动词三态是 lose, lost, lost. Okay, for example, the restaurant lost a lot of business after the new coffee shop opened. The restaurant lost a lot of business after the new coffee shop opened. 意思就是新的咖啡店开了后，这间餐厅就失去了很多生意。
Then Leo says, Mom, I can assure you that you'll always have a special place in my heart. Okay, right thing to say. Good job, Leo.
很棒 Leo 最后就说 Mom, 我可以跟你保证在我心中永远都有一个专属的位置 And so finally he gives his mom a hug And Mrs. Dubois smiles at Paige Oh, happy ending、mm-hmm. I'm so happy to hear that Well, we are out of time So I guess it's now time to go to our wrap up
So as we saw on today's program、
Yay!
Leo basically put on a master's class on how to deal with your parents meeting a girlfriend that one of your parents might not necessarily like so much. I think this happens sometimes, especially with like a son's mother meeting the girlfriend, because they might see the girlfriend as a threat to replace them, right?
Uh-huh, that's exactly right. And boys out there, please learn something from today's lesson. Learn to be more like Leo. 就有时候你可能要试着 try to communicate with your parents rationally, not emotionally. 当然你要很理智的啦，很成熟的啦，而不是就是 get angry, 生气啊 or have a fight with your parents. I think they'll dislike the girl even more.
Exactly. So if you get yourselves in this situation, just think, what would Leo do this situation? All right, that brings us to the end of the program. We hope you'll join us again next time on A Plus English. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Step by step.
It's nice to see you again. It's nice to see you again.
Likewise.How have you been?
It's nice to see you again.
Have we met before? I'm sorry, but I don't remember your name.
It's nice to see you again.
Likewise. How have you been?
It's nice to see you again.
Have we met before? I'm sorry, but I don't remember your name.
A Plus 小聚会
Julian had too much to drink and started seeing pink elephants.
Julian had too much to drink and started seeing pink elephants.
大家好，我是索琳，欢迎来到小聚会。不管你喝不喝酒，能不能喝酒，你一定看过电影里喝醉的人胡说八道，还看到幻影，然后拼命说自己没有醉。这种状况我们用英文可以怎么说呢？今天的小聚会就要告诉大家怎么形容这样子的状况。我们来看看今天的句子哦。Julian had too much to drink and started seeing pink elephants. Julian had too much to drink and started seeing pink elephants. 这句话的意思呢，就是 Julian 喝太多了，而且开始醉了。一般来说呢，人喝太多酒一定会开始醉，但为什么英文会用 see pink elephants 来表示喝醉呢？你想想看哦， pink elephant 是一个你随便都可以看到的生物吗？应该不是吧。如果一个人开始说自己在房间里看到粉红色的大象，你一定知道啊，大事不妙，这个人肯定喝多了。像这种喝醉啊，或是类似喝醉的状况，我们就可以用 see pink elephants 来表示。如果你看过小飞象，你一定会记得有一幕啊，小飞象不小心喝了酒，结果啊，他竟然就喝醉了，还看到一群粉红色的大象在唱歌跳舞。哎，我想这个场景呢，一定是从 See Pink Elephants 来的。最后啊，我们再来复习一次今天的小聚会。Julian had too much to drink and started seeing pink elephants。这个用语是不是很有趣，也很生动呢？希望你记起来了。小聚会，我们下次见，拜拜。
Julian had too much to drink and started seeing pink elephants.
Julian had too much to drink and started seeing pink elephants.
A son's a son till he finds a girlfriend.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Dubois. How are you?
Hi, Paige. It's nice to see you again.
Are you picky, Paige?
No, I'm not picky.
Okay, I'll order our favorite dishes.
Mrs. Dubois, I'm not sure if I've offended you in the past, but I'm sorry.
Well, I don't like the idea of you two going out so much.
We've already been through this. We spend a lot of time together because we're studying.
Leo's grades are fine.I don't know why you're so worked up about them dating.
Yeah, both Paige and I are at the top of the class.
I guess I'm in denial.
I don't want to lose my baby.
Mom, I can assure you that you'll always have a special place in my heart.
Order. Order. I think Paul ordered too much food for the four of us. I think Paul ordered too much food for the four of us. Past. Past. It's a thing of the past, so don't bring it up anymore. It's a thing of the past, so don't bring it up anymore. Grade. Grade. Although Michelle has a part-time job, she still gets good grades. Although Michelle has a part-time job, she still gets good grades. Lose. 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 Lost. Lost. The restaurant lost a lot of business after the new coffee shop opened. The restaurant lost a lot of business after the new coffee shop opened.